It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, on Facebook and on the call. Our torso family is together, and the Bible says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And it also says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So welcome on this March the 1st, a very special day, and we are grateful to be in your presence and worship God together. I'm going to ask my wife, Undreamed Of, on her birthday, to have our opening prayer.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time to come together, to open up your word. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we pray for your spirit to teach us this morning by anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your spirit. Help us to always grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
today is entitled How the Work Will Be Finished, and we have a model. We have looked at this scripture before, but not so much in the light of how God's work will be finished. We're studying Exodus 35, the entire chapter this morning, in light of how the work will be finished. We're going to have a word of prayer at this time. Dear Father in heaven, as we study how the work will be finished, we pray for your Spirit to come and abide with us and help us to see in the Bible a blueprint for the finishing of the work. And we thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, and Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together. So the first thing, brothers and sisters, the work will be finished by a people who will put aside minors and focus on majors. The word of God, the truth, is the major, and that which detracts from that truth is a minor. And so a lot of times the work won't get done because of infighting. And we need to understand that it's going to come down to whether you're obedient to the Lord or not. And anybody that's obedient to the Lord and wants to follow the Lord, we can work with, okay? And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, now notice this, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. So the work will get finished when a people come together and decide that they want to follow God's way. Now, God's way may differ from what your leadership is telling you, but we're willing to do whatever God has said. The work will get finished by a people who will put aside differences that are petty and come together based on nothing more than a thus saith the Lord. Notice what it says. Because we must be obedient. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. So the people who finish the work will receive the seal of God, will not receive the mark of the beast, will be obedient to all of God's Ten Commandments. And very, very soon, it's not going to matter what camp you're in. You're either going to be a Sabbath keeper or you're not. It says, you shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath. And Moses spake unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. And then he goes into verse 5, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart. So the work will be finished by a people who come together based on the word of God, obey the commandments, including the Sabbath, and are willing to give sacrificially, okay, with a willing heart. Let him bring it an offering unto the Lord, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hairs and ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded. Now, brothers and sisters, what God is trying to tell us in this verse is we all have different skills. And basically, there were people, some people were able to give, and other people have the skill sets to sew and to carve and to engrave. And so God will use the various gifts, and he will develop the gifts that you have already. So, my friends, I'm sorry, he will develop what you have, and he will give you new gifts. That's the parable of the talents. If you put the ones that you have to work, God will increase those talents. But if you bury those talents, that's you're going to lose what you have, my friends. And so God is looking for a people who will come and put their hands to the plow to do a work for him. Verse 11, the tabernacle, his tent and his covering, his tashes and his boards, his bars and his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and the staves and all his vessels, and the showbread of the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture and his lamps, with the oil for the light, and the incense altar and his staves and his anointing oil and sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle. So I hope you all understand there were so many different gifts that were needed. When I say gifts that were needed, I mean actual items that were needed, but also different skills that were needed to build this tabernacle. Verse 15, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hangings for the door of the court, the pans of the tabernacle, the pans for the court and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, and holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And so what we have here is whatever we do in life, whatever vocation, we should put God first. They knew that they were doing things to build up the priesthood, meaning the work of the Lord, and they were giving honor to the work and also to God for providing workers who would work full time for him. And so that is important, brothers and sisters. Some will work full time for God and others will work for God, but it might not be quote unquote in full time ministry. But if you are a mechanic, you are a minister, and every turn of a bolt should be done to the glory of God, and you can find ways of doing work with integrity and honesty and passing out tracts and sharing your faith and giving recipes out to people who are sick. You fix their car, then they'll want you to fix their body when they know that you know some things. And so it doesn't matter what our profession is. But you see here a coming together and all the people doing all they could, but understanding this was to honor God. So they were building God's sanctuary and making sure those working in it were properly equipped. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hairs and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. You know, I want to say this. A lot of times when it comes to God, we want to say, what will God's work do for me? That's our mindset. And if you have that mindset, you're not ready to serve. And this teaches that, brothers and sisters. They were giving of themselves. Now, they received a true blessing. And guess what? They knew they were headed to actually get property. They were all given land, just handed over, given. They didn't have to pay for it. They were on their way to Canaan, and a disbursement of lands were given to them. But what did they have to do first? Show that they were of a mindset to be of a willing heart, my brothers and sisters. And so that's what we don't have often today. There's so much selfishness in the world today, so much selfishness in the work today, and people want to know what's in it for me, not what can I do for the work, to help the work. And so we see this principle here in the Bible. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Now notice the rulers. They probably were successful in life, and because of that success, they were chosen as rulers. And so they probably have more money. And notice that they brought stones to be set for the ephod. So all the people didn't have these kinds of stones. But you brought what you had, and all of them. You know, the Bible said it's hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom. But if you see here, these were part, all the people brought an offering unto the Lord, and spice and oil for the light and the anointing oil for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work. And you know, God does not work on force. If I could just rivet this in your mind, not force it in your mind, but rivet it with the power of truth and the power of the Spirit into your mind. God never operates on force. It's the devil that operates on force. Now, force can have many different shades. If you've met a manipulating person, a person who manipulates people, maybe you've been in a relationship with a manipulating person. Manipulation is a type of force. Force doesn't have to be a physical grab you and throw you in a prison cell and so on and so forth. Force can be in a lot of different ways. If you don't do this, I'm not going to do this for you. That's a type of manipulation, my brothers and sisters. It happens all the time in marriages. It happens all the time in the corporate world. People are manipulated into sin in order to get a job or in order to get a higher position or whatever the case might be. Shame on the manipulator. But here, God is not manipulating. He's showing that we must all, with a willing heart, do. So you must understand, brothers and sisters, don't try to force anybody's hand. Don't try to force anybody to do anything. Don't try to put pressure on anybody. Don't try to bribe somebody or in any way, shape, or form. If their heart is not ready to work for the Lord, friends, then we can't force that upon them. All right, so the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Now look at verse 30, because we have another component here about how the work will be finished. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Now, we sometimes limit the Spirit of God to, okay, well, that guy was full of the Spirit, he preached. That brother, sister was full of the Spirit, she wrote. We think of certain things, writers, preachers, evangelists of various types doing traditional evangelism as being filled with the Spirit. But notice, these were carvers, engravers, artisans, craftsmen, but they were filled with the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, we've got it all wrong. You can be full of the Holy Spirit. You could have more of the Holy Spirit than your preacher, and you might be fixing a car. You might be sewing a dress. You might be doing accounting. You might be doing office work, and be filled with the Spirit. Talk to God when you're doing your work. Ask him to make your work have the stamp of heaven on it. Ask him to show you how to witness on the job, and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, my friend. But notice here, what was the job of Bezalel? And we already talked in another time about Aholiab. Mm-hmm. And to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. Watch this. And he hath put in the heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab. There's Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. So here's the question. Are you willing to be taught? There must be an educational component. We have to be taught how to work for God. And this is very, very important. So, friends, this is how the work's going to be finished. We have to have people who are obedient, who don't major in minors, who focus on what is the thus saith the Lord, not just what does this entity or organization or independent ministry or whatever it is tell us to do. What does God say? And I have a willing heart to do what God says, and I will keep his commandments. I will not force anybody else to do even that. I'll keep my house in order and that type of thing. But you'll notice the people weren't just looking at what do I get out of it, although they were promised lands, okay? But they were willing to build up the movement of the word in order to keep the spirituality high. God says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto thee. So notice then that God did have people who were poor, people who were rich. Everybody still got involved and gave, and it was all important. And God chose people that were full of the Spirit, and they were educating. They weren't to do all the work. They were to educate. So there must be an educational model if we're going to finish this work, friends. And it doesn't have to be a degree. I'm talking about being taught of the Lord how to do the Lord's work, my friends, and this is how the work will be finished. I pray that this will be a blessing for you. Let's read a few more verses. Well, that's it. That was actually the entire chapter. These give a pattern of how the work is to be finished. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, give you peace. It's time for our intermission now. We'll do so with the Torso song. Let's go ahead and have prayer to close out worship. Dear Lord, thank you very much for this day. Bless us for this day, on this day. And I thank you for my lovely wife and for giving her a new year of life today. I pray that you would bless us all, that we will recognize that you offer new life to each of us. You offer powerful leading of your Spirit. If we would just ask for the wisdom, you will give it. Bless us now that we will be used by you to finish the work of the Lord, not looking for what the work does for us, but what we can do for your great cause, and you will provide what is needed. Thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, my friends, God is good. Our opening song, our transition song is the Torso song, and I hope you enjoy this 8-minute intermission. We'll be back with a health message in a little while.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Source of, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Today, we actually, I need to adjust the title on the Facebook. Sister Lenny is going to be sharing with us on the subject of respiration. Respiration. Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. This reading is coming from the Ministry of Healing, page 110 to 111, through General Hygiene. Respiration. In order to have good blood, we must breathe well, full, deep inspirations of pure air, which fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood. They impart to a bright color and send in a life-giving current to every part of the body. A good respiration soothes the nerves, it stimulates the appetite and renders digestion more perfect, and it induces sound, refreshing sleep. The lungs should be allowed the greatest freedom possible. Their capacity is developed by free action. It diminishes if they are cramped and compressed. Hence the ill effects, the ill effects of the practice so common, especially sedentary pursuits, of stooping at one's work. In this position, it is impossible to breathe deeply. Superficial breathing soon becomes a habit, and the lungs lose their power to expand. A similar effect is produced by tight lacing. Sufficient room is not given to the lower part of the chest. The abdominal muscles, which were designed to aid in breathing, do not have full play, and the lungs are restricted in their action. Thus, an insufficient supply of oxygen is received. The blood moves sluggishly, the waste, poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in the exhalations from the lungs, is retained, and the blood becomes impure. Not only the lungs, the stomach, liver, brain, and the brain are affected. The skin becomes sallow, digestion is retarded, the heart is depressed, the brain is clouded, the thoughts are confused, gloom settles upon the spirits, the whole system becomes depressed and inactive and peculiarly susceptible to disease. The lungs are constantly throwing off impurities, and they need to be constantly supplied with fresh air. Impure air does not afford the necessary supply of oxygen, and the blood passes to the brain and other organs without being vitalized. Hence the necessity of thorough ventilation. To live in close, ill-ventilated rooms where the air is dead and vitiated weakens the entire system. It becomes peculiarly sensitive to the influence of cold, and a slight exposure induces disease. It is close confinement indoors that makes many women pale and feeble. They breathe in the same air over and over until it becomes laden with poisonous matter thrown off through the lungs and pores. The impurities are thus conveyed back to the blood. This morning, I want to know if you would help me with something, and it's called perched lip breathing. It is a breathing exercise that helps you slow your breathing and inhale and exhale more air. You slowly inhale through your nose, and you gently push it out of your mouth through your lips like a whistle. Perched lip breathing makes it easier to form physical activities, and it reduces stress. Perched lip breathing is one of the simplest ways to control shortness of breath. It slows your breathing pace. It also helps you get more oxygen into your lungs, okay? So some people put their hands on their belly, and you can do that. If you're laying down, if you can sit up, that'd be better. If you're sitting, you can sit with your feet dangling off a chair or wherever you're sitting. There are some people, they talked about stale air. There are some people that are bedridden. They can't get out of bed. They're bedridden, but they can still do this exercise. If you just open the window, you know, you can let that air in, and they can be able to breathe some air, you know, that way. So what I want you to do, if you want to put your hand on your belly, you can do that. You don't have to, okay? I just find it to be a little bit more comforting. So you want to take in a deep breath through your nose, real deep. You want to hold it a little bit. And you let it out gently and slowly. One more time. Breathe in through your nose, real deep. And blow it out gently. Didn't that feel good? That right there, they had me do that when I was away at the Cancer Resource Center in Country Life in Maryland. They had me do that after they walked me. You know, I was in that country air, and I was so amazed because when I got back to my room, I felt like a different person, you know, because my lungs was expanding. I was feeling good, you know, taking in all that fresh air. So, you know, try to do that throughout the day. You would be surprised what it does for you, you know. Just try to do that. May God bless you today, and thank you so much. Have a happy, happy breathing day today.
Amen. Amen. I kind of felt like my blood pressure dropped a few points when I was doing that.
Good.
It was just a beautiful, it is very relaxing, very, very relaxing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Sister Lenny, I would say you want to stay on, even if you want to mute your phone if you choose to do so, in case someone has any comments or questions. On Facebook, we have representation from South Carolina, from Louisiana. On the call, we have representation from Delaware again. We have Maryland. We have Maryland again. We have New Jersey. We have Ohio. We have Georgia. We have Ohio again. We have Missouri. We have the island of Bermuda, and we're your servants here in Pennsylvania. So it's time for you to speak. The phone lines are open, and I will begin this way. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. May you keep Jesus near every day of the year. Happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. The best that you ever had. May this day be special to you. And may God have all the praise. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, the best that you ever had. Happy birthday, sweetheart. And we're going to go to the phone line, and we have our mother in Israel on the line. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor. And I want to say, first of all, happy birthday to Sister Maria, because I didn't know it was her birthday. But I want to tell you, I tried to call you to let you know that I had gotten a biblical booster, and I was like the Queen of Sheba when she went to see Solomon. She said the half had not been told, and I was amazed. It is a beautiful book, but I didn't expect that it was going to be that size. And I haven't read through it. If I was younger, I probably would have read through it, because I used to do a lot of reading when I was younger, but I read some of it, and I scanned the others. But God has truly given you a talent, and he has brought me into your counseling so that you can direct me, so that maybe I'm going to be part of finishing the work before he calls me home. But I have truly been blessed through your ministry, and I know that God has put me in touch with you for some reason. So whatever I can do, I will do to get God's work finished, because I know that we're in the time of the end, and Jesus is soon to come. When I talk to people, the biggest problems that they have when I speak with them about their health and anything, they don't want to do their life changes. I tell them that you have to have a lifestyle change. They want to keep eating what they want to eat and doing what they want to do. So I don't talk anymore. I just pray for them, because I know that we have to do things God's way and not our ways. And I just thank you and thank God for all the blessings he has bestowed on me, because he has blessed me over and over and over again. And I laugh because when I was younger, I used to do a lot of the things like you do, singing. And I used to write poetry too, but, you know, as time went by, I changed my lifestyle. And I don't do that anymore, but I know that God has put me in your life, and I'm to work together with you until he calls me home. So everybody on the line, I hope you all have a blessed day, and I want to thank God for all the blessings he has bestowed on me. And Sister Maria, I hope you enjoy your birthday. I don't know how many years it's been, but anyway, I'm thankful that God brought you into my life, and I will be in touch with you at a later date. So be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, so Sister Winston mentioned the Biblical Booster. Friends, you all can get a special price on the Biblical Booster. If you go and put Torso 15, just go to biblicalbooster.org. I was trying to put that in the comments. It didn't let me send the comment. I'm going to try one more time. Biblicalbooster.org. Booster.org. Okay. Hopefully it did it that time. Put in Torso 15, okay? And you'll get a – uh-oh, almost lost Facebook there. Then you'll get a discount, okay? So definitely do that. And I'm hoping that I can – still see. Okay, swipe left to reveal comments and story action. Okay, there you go. Praise God. All right. A message from Facebook is from the Jones family, it says, happy birthday, Sister Maria. And from Sister Angela, happy blessed birthday, Sister Maria. Enjoy your special day with a whole bunch of those little emojis. So God is good. All right, then. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? Please feel free to press star 6. We like to be done by the top of the hour, and we have 20 minutes. If there is anyone that would like to share anything. Let me tell you real quickly about the Biblical Booster. It is 320 pages, so it's a good-sized book. As you can see, these are roughly 8.5 by 11 pages. It is 8.5 by 11. Sometimes it has to be trimmed down a little bit. It has over 300 citations, so it's well-researched. It has over 180 color pictures and photographs. It has over 150 QR codes. Now, for those of you who don't know what a QR code is, a QR code looks like this. Okay, it looks like that thing. So whatever I'm talking about, if you want to go there, you can just put the camera of your phone right there, and you'll be able to go directly to that website on whatever the case might be, assuming the content is still up. It is full of poetry. And also, I don't know if you all do have checked this out, but the things that we're sharing are being validated. For example, if you go to Nightly News, I think it was this past Sunday, Nightly News is with Lester Holt. Kate Snow was on, and she shared a report from the Department of Energy. And the Department of Energy's official report suggested that entity that we know came from China, that it actually, their report said that it was most likely a lab leak. Okay? That's what has been being said for a long time. I'm not even going to mention the name of the condition because we are in a cancer culture time. But brothers and sisters, it is now being validated. So I'm only sharing what's on NBC News that they said on, and it was this past Sunday. People can go to it and check that out on their own. We are dealing with things that came from laboratories, my friends, and we've got to be on top of this, and that's why we have to get our respiration right and our health in order to be able to properly go through this storm. And we will be able to use this as a way of helping others because we have to change our lifestyle. Okay, we're going to go down to the phones. We got two people on the line, and we're going to Sister from Ohio. Go ahead. Good morning. Okay, your phone is muted, I believe. Sister from Ohio, your phone may be muted.
No, okay, actually, I stopped my car to warm it up, and it will take the phone away from it, from where I have it. So I just wanted to wish Sister Maria a happy birthday. And God's blessings be with you and your family and your ministry as well. And then I also wanted to find out what page in the Ministry of Healing was Sister Lenny sharing with us today?
Page 110 to 111.
Page 110?
Mm-hmm. 110 to 111.
Oh. All right. Thank you very, very much. I really
You're
enjoyed
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you, Sister. God bless you. We got Sister Desiree on the line. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, good morning. Sister Maria, happy, happy, happy birthday. I pray one day to meet you. May God bless you with many, many more and be in your comings and your goings. And I thank God for your unity and your ministry.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. And also thank you to Sister Donna as well. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Pastor Sheldon.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to request special prayer for a great niece of mine. Yesterday, she's 5 years old. She passed out and started having a seizure. And she's in the hospital. They don't know what's wrong. You know, I know when you do, that could be the heart or the brain, you know, but I'm just requesting a special prayer for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely.
And my brother-in-law, who we have been praying for, he is really, really doing well. He's doing everything that I have presented to my sisters for him. And so I thank you for your prayer. I just ask that you continue to pray for my family. And I will be also praying for yours as well.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, then, friends, we are going to back to Sister Desiree again. Good morning again, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I'm asking for a special prayer as well today, as I have some studies to do, and I'm asking for success with that. And, of course, you know, faith without works is dead. So, but I'm asking for special prayer nonetheless for that. And also, I have some special prayer requests. I will praying for a special friend of mine and family of theirs. And I'm just asking for prayer today. I pray for and put them before the Lord today. I'm just asking everyone to pray today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen. We will definitely pray. All right, brothers and sisters, there's no one else in the queue. Thank you all for joining us. If you have any questions, reach out. If there's anything we can do for you, please. And Mother, Sister Winston, I'll give you a call. I do apologize for that. I will tell you, we have a out-of-town commitment. I'll be actually, since the launching of the Biblical Booster, we have our first Biblical Booster weekend, you might say, seminar. It's basically all day on Sabbath. I don't know what their internet is like. You know, we always try to include the family because we have worship services here on Zoom. So, I will be trying to contact them and find that out and let you all know I believe the place is somewhat out in the country. it's like an outpost center, but a lot of people meet and have worship there in Tennessee. So if you're anywhere near Clifton, Tennessee, that's where we'll be. So contact us and we'll share that with you. Want to let you know ahead of time. So as we get closer to the weekend, as with the travel and everything, we'll be making announcements. We may not always be on, might not always be, might have to skip a broadcast here or there over the weekend. But one thing is for sure, I will be, by the grace of God, nothing can stop us from recording it. So if we just can't share and we have to take a break over the weekend, we will be recording what we share for our spiritual family here. May God bless you and keep you. I'm going to turn it over to the birthday girl to close us out. Amen.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. We thank you for your word, and may we continue to seek things out through the leading and teaching of your Holy Spirit. We ask that you will be with everyone in a special way. Bless every heart. Help us all to be healed spiritually, mentally, and physically. We put before you the petition that was asked regarding the great needs of Sister Lenny, who passed out. We know, Lord, that there is something going on, but only you know what that is. We just pray that you would give insight to Sister Lenny as she helps this family member. We ask, Lord, that you will bless Sister Desiree, who's going to be going through some personal studies, and we just ask that those efforts would be successful, as that's what she's requesting prayer for, that you will give her wisdom, increase her wisdom level to whatever skill set, whatever talent, whatever gift is needed in order for her to pass her studies, and we just pray that you would be with her. I think it was a friend request, and the friend situation and family. Just bless them as well. Lead, guide, direct them through your Holy Spirit. And we want to pray for our sister, our dear mother in Israel, asking prayer for her and her family. And we just pray, Lord, that you will use her. She wants to be a part of the finishing work, and we know that she is. We know that she is a mother who goes out into the community whenever she has an opportunity, and she does distribution and literature. We know that she ministers to people and pray with them as she communicates with them through the phone. We know that she studies your word diligently, and we know that she loves you. We pray that you will continue to guide her, Lord, and help her in all the efforts that she's doing. She is an amazing woman, and you have extended her life for such a time as this. And, Lord, we just want to lift special petitions for those that are in need. We just ask that every need would be supplied in accordance with your promise to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would help those that are suffering from the loss of a loved one. We just ask you to fill that gap with your abundance of love and joy and comfort and peace and rest. And we pray for so much that's happening around the world. We know many have been affected by catastrophic disasters and wars and famine. And Lord, we just, there's so many that we know about, but we know you see everything. Nothing escapes your eyes. And we just ask that you would be with those. I feel a special burden to pray for children that are in homes where they've been abused and attacked and raped by their parents. Please, Lord, please help these children. Please help their minds. Please help them, Lord, to get out of these homes into a place of safety. And we want to pray for just everyone, Lord, because we're all in need of a saving Savior. And we look forward to the time when you will come and redeem us from all of these evils. We pray this in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
In our closing song, I will trust the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord, I will worship the Lord, I will worship.